On Black Friday, I make a list beforehand of all the things that I want to buy, and if one of them goes on sale, then I buy it. And that is what you all should do as well. I went through each and every single thing on our resource to see what had a Black Friday sale. Only buy what you need. If you don't need it, don't buy it. Let's get into category one, which is email, password, and encrypted services. Ever since I can remember, Proton has done some pretty extensive stuff, so I'll do my best to try to break it apart because you don't only have to do the full subscription. So there's the Proton ecosystem as a whole, which comes with their VPN, mail, the unlimited stuff, pass, drive, etc. The full ecosystem is 50% off, and this is for new accounts only. And please keep in mind that prices do return to full next year. 1Password is on sale, 50% off for individual and family plans. StartMail is 50% off the first year plus 3 months free. Tuda is another email provider, and they also have calendar and stuff like this, and it's 62% off their Legend plan in the first year. All of the ones I listed are annual plans only, so that's something to keep in mind when you're comparing them as well. Category two is actual physical hardware and keys. So first we're gonna start with YubiKeys, and they're doing 30% off of the YubiKey 5, NFC, and 5C. I use YubiKeys every day. I have one always plugged into my laptop, and I always have one on my keychain. And you can also use other hardware keys as well. I just like YubiKey, but NitroKey also has a sale going on with free EU shipping and also some other various discounts. And this is technically their 10-year anniversary deal, but it is on Black Friday, so it still works out. So now I want to talk about phones. So the Pixel 9 is only $422 at the time of me checking, and that's unlocked on Amazon and theoretically should be compatible with every major custom ROM out there. The Pixel 10, if you're looking for the latest and greatest from Google's website, is $300 off. And then the Pixel 10 Pro and the Pro XL are also $300 off. Then there's the Pixel 9a, which from Google's website is $150 off, which makes it $400, which is a pretty insane deal for the price. Please also remember you can buy used. I buy all my phones used, and there is nothing wrong with that, but these deals are there for all of you who like new. In terms of hardware, I checked for Linux laptops manufacturers, and System 76 I noticed had like $75 to $300 off on various products, and then Star Labs is another company that makes Linux laptops, and they $257.80 is what their homepage says. Weird way to market it, but you know what? They got something going on Black Friday, so there we go. All those pieces of hardware can be used to install operating systems that are free from big tech, are de-bloated, and give you a lot more ownership over your device, so that's why they were all shared. Next, we have VPNs and overall storage. Windscribe at $29 a year, which is 58% off, and it's implied that this is actually a permanent offer that you lock in based on what I'm reading here. So that is pretty awesome because almost every other annual subscription that I saw was only for the first year. This is a pretty big one. A lot of our community members like Filein as their drive provider, and they are doing their last lifetime plan sell. So they're going to be retiring their lifetime plans after this. They say that it's not a sustainable business model, so they can't continue to offer this. And I actually really respect that because it's, for me personally, a red flag if someone keeps offering a lifetime model for too long, because they're not typically that sustainable. So I'm glad they were transparent about this. Proton VPN also has a really compelling offer. And actually, I mentioned Proton, like the whole suite earlier, but they do offer a lot of these discounts for their individual services as well. So if you only want Proton Mail, they're plus annual plan for the first year is discounted as well. Their drive storage is discounted. Proton Pass is discounted. And like I just said, Proton VPN is discounted. So you can look at those individually or as an ecosystem. So just a heads up. And then we have data removal. Optory is 20% off at checkout. Keep in mind, this is still far more expensive than something like Easy Opt-Out. So only get it if you have a good reason to use Optory, which there are some. It has a nice account portal and it sends nice notifications and it gives good visuals and stuff. So if you do like that stuff, Optory is a bit cheaper, but always keep in mind that Easy Opt-Out is like a permanent 24/7, $19.99 a year thing. For the record, they sponsor surveillance support, but they don't sponsor this or anything else. I'm just saying this because it is just that good of a deal. And that's everything I found when I was at Starbucks at 9 p.m. So if I missed something, please comment it below. Of course, I would love to mention that we have affiliate programs for some of these. I did look through everything, and if whether or not it has an affiliate program doesn't change if I listed it. But if we do have one, it is opt-in and labeled down in the description, so you can still click the non-affiliate one if you want. But those links really do help us and keep our channel growing, so it's really appreciated if you use it. If you don't want to use this for whatever reason, we still have a Patreon, and we have a great community down in the description that you can be a part of. So thank you all for watching, and I'll see you next time on TechLore, and have a great Thanksgiving if you're in the US, and kind of an early happy holidays. We got some really cool content coming out for you guys next month. So see you soon.